63 years ago, our fair city hosted an epic hockey game for the books. On September 30, 1961, the Cominco Arena welcomed the Montreal Canadiens of the NHL and the Spokane Comets, at the time a part of the Western Hockey League. The team met for an exhibition match as part of a series of games in the West. Fans across the province were dazzled by the likes of Henri Richard, Jean Béliveau, and Trail's own Cesare Maniaggio. Maniaggio had only recently been picked up by the Canadiens from the Toronto Maple Leafs. His performance in training camps generated much chatter, averaging 5 goals better than his counterparts Jacques Plante, Ed Johnston, and Charlie Hodge. He'd had plenty of practice the season prior, having played with the Spokane Comets, Sudbury Wolves, then the Leafs. Once again, he would face a former team in front of hometown fans, as he did in the 1959-60 season with the Chatham Maroons, who ousted the Trail Smoke Eaters for the Allan Cup Championship. We all know what happened there. Maniaggio started the game for the Habs, stopping all 5 shots directed at him. Only 3 more were lobbed by Spokane once Plante took to the net midway through the second period. The Canadiens swept the Comets 5-0 in what some fans, likely accustomed to the fast and rough play of the WIHL, deemed it a rather lackluster display of professional hockey. But, only 2 minutes into the game, star forward Jean Béliveau was carried off following a collision with Spokane's Bill Folk. An exceptional photo of the following scene was featured in the Trail Times the next day, however, the original was lost forever to the flood of 1969. The sportswriter of the day, Peter Bruce, gently reminded his dissatisfied readers of the biggest threat to pro players during an exhibition tour: injury. The week prior, the Habs lost Dickie Moore to a nasty knee injury requiring surgery, which took him out for the early part of the season. In fact, Jean Béliveau was still nursing stitches to his instep following a collision along the boards during training camp in Victoria only the week before. Smoke Eater team Dr. Jack Colbert predicted at least a 2-week recovery. A day later, it was reported Béliveau's right knee suffered serious ligament damage and at least a month's worth of rest in a cast. In fact, he didn't return to play until December and missed the NHL All-Star Game, his first absence in 7 years. We've been so fortunate in Trail to host some fantastic sporting events for the ages. Did you see this game? Let us know.